This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
It's great to hear your voice. Dr. Sheely, Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. And we've got a call-in line, class, if you'd like to give us a call, 866-582-9933. We'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, we've got one that's up and running. It's by Global Star. It only works when we are live. So other broadcasts are on that listen line when we're not live. So we are on satellite, Global Star. They're kind enough to put us on the air. They like us that much. And thank you, Global Star. And that number for the telephone listen line is 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. Dr. Sheely, we have Dan in Texas waiting patiently. Welcome, Dan.
Hi, good morning.
Great, what's up?
Just letting you know that I am a school teacher, and of course, not having to go to today, I figured I'd try to call in. And I do have a garden club that I started recently at my middle school, so it's just nice hearing all the things on this program over 2 years now and how I can help the students in the future.
Okay.
Dan, before you continue, I've got a question for you. Does the teacher's name Grace Thorne ring a bell with you? Have you heard her on the air with us over the years?
I believe so.
Okay. She was a middle school teacher. And that's what you are, right?
Yes.
Okay. What she would do is she'd get her whole...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have a few thorn in my side.
Really? Literally?
Middle school thorn in my side.
So Grace Thorne was a middle school teacher, and what she would do is get, for an entire month, she would have her students think about what they would like to ask Dr. Sheely and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And they would write it down, and then they would have to cogently recap it, so that they would go, when they went to the conference room at the school, and we would connect with them on the air, they would go around the conference room table and ask their question of Dr. Sheely or Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the questions that they did not have the answers to from their books and the rest of their education. And it was really a neat thing because it taught them how to speak, it taught them how to be polite, taught them how to sit quietly and wait their turn. It was really kind of nice. It was actually extraordinary. So I'd like to make that offer to you. If you would like to do that, we can make that happen from our end, if you can make it happen from your end, if you'd like to do it.
Your program is from 9 to 11 my time, and that would be something, of course, I would have to talk to administration about. So,
and that's going to be the toughest. That's the toughest part right there.
Yes, bureaucracy is bureaucracy.
Well, Dan, I got to tell you, very seriously, we did it many times with Grace Thorne. The students loved it. They loved it because they got a chance to play in a big league on the radio, nationally, actually internationally heard, and they loved it. They thought all month about it. And what they would do is they would combine the skills from their history and science and all the classes, including English. All the skills would have to be brought together so they could ask their question. And then maybe a follow-up question or two or three or four. And, you know, one of the questions for Dr. Shealy is, you know, is it okay to swallow a gum? Now, who would be able to answer that question for them besides Dr. Shealy, right? And it was kind of, it was really neat. And I remember that from years ago. But even though this happened many times, and even though it was a really fun thing for the students and an educational experience as well, none of the parents ever listened, and none of the fellow teachers, nor the principal, nor the superintendent ever listened. Can you imagine that?
Well, 1% of 1%, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, how many listened? Zero. Right. So do you have a question for Dr. Shealy?
Yes, I have a few questions. Coke versus cigarette, which is worse?
Well, I suspect cigarettes only because people tend to smoke many more of them than they do to drink of Coke. But both are not good. I mean, both to me should be zero.
Okay. Is there any proof that microwaves are not good for you?
Absolutely. The superb proof that they literally destroy amino acids. So it interferes with the quality of your protein intake.
And is that part of your book, Who Killed Common Sense?
I don't think I got into the microwave necessarily in Who Killed Common Sense, but it's not quite yet finished. Maybe I'll add it.
Okay. And how many pills do you take a day?
I counted them last week. It is about 100.
Okay. I think 2 years ago you had mentioned that. I said, next time I call in, I got to remember to ask them what don't you take? I guess I should ask.
Well, I don't know any major immune enhancer, you know, that kind of thing. All kinds of mushrooms and immune enhancing things. All of them safe, obviously. And I began increasing about 1970 and was only taking two or three a day by then. And every year I add one or two. But remember, I'm 87 and I still feel 26.
Dr. Wow. Shealy, you don't take fluoride supplements, do you?
No, I was. That is poison.
Well, you know, I asked, it was tongue-in-cheek, of course, but there is a fluoride supplement pill. Absolutely, and dentists prescribe it. And they tell their young patients, okay, yeah, well, you have well water, so you need to chew these little pink pills. Now, I'm very serious about that. Chew them, swish them around, chew them, swish them around. Oh, they're perfectly safe, they say.
They are not beyond stupid. They are evil ignorant. It's one thing to be ignorant, but it's another to be a criminal ignorant. Mm-hmm. And to me, dentists are as evil as the tobacco industry.
And you say that because of the amalgam fillings, because of the fluoride?
The two together. They're both poison.
Mm-hmm. Dan, your comments? Dan, your comments?
Well, you know, as far as taking out all my metal fillings, and I lost a lot of trust in the American Murder Association and American, I don't know if there's any slang for the D, but doctors that are promoting that.
Yeah, but you could call it the American Death Association.
The American Death Association might be a better way to say that instead of ADA. But if vegetarian, my next comment is being a vegetarian healthy.
But I consider vegetarianism, unless it's lacto-ovo, to be an unhealthy habit. Now, if you eat eggs and dairy products, it's okay. But without those, you are going to be missing some essential amino acids.
Okay, so amino acids, like you said, with the microwave. So say, yeah, here you are a vegetarian, and then you microwave all your vegetarians, you're killing the amino acids that you need to have to survive.
Right. The number one that you can't get at all from any plant in the world that we know of is taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E. And it is a very, very important amino acid.
Okay. Well, I guess my last question now is for the captain. Why did you recommend me watching Walking Dead? Because now my wife and I are addicted.
Well, I own stock. I own stock in Netflix and the American Movie Channel.
I never watched it myself.
No, actually, you know, I do not own any stock, and I haven't for decades. Yeah, I was just kidding. But the reason I recommended The Walking Dead, and it's not for the reason most people might think. It's kind of gory, and you have these apocalypse-type zombies walking around, and they're bloody, and it's not that at all. It's not the gore and the guts. I actually recommend discounting that portion of it. There are several reasons why I think The Walking Dead is critical, crucial, vital, required watching, is because it will show you human nature in the omnipresent threat. So you have these walkers, as they're called, or the biters, as they're called. They're always there. Day and night, 24/7. So you always have that threat. Now, we have threats like that, and those are nuclear, biological, chemical, heat, cold, microwaves. I mean, there's so many kinds of threats that are all around us, just like The Walking Dead, except we can see the dead. Okay, we can see the walkers, if you will. That's one portion. So there's always this thing to be concerned about. You have to look all around you. 360 degrees, top, bottom, left, right, and 360 degrees, because of the omnipresent Walking Dead. They want to eat you, because the larger the moving biological entity, the more they like it. I mean, rats are okay. Mice are not quite as good as rats. Cats are a little better. Dogs are okay. Horses are better. People are really good. Okay, so that's the way they look at, or the walkers look at protein, if you will. They can't get enough. All right, put that aside. So when you watch it, you can kind of say, okay, there's this threat. But then you look at the interpersonal relationships. What happens when a new group of people comes down your driveway? Or where are you going to hole up? Are you going to clear a house and get rid of the walkers? Are you going to be able to trust people? What are you going to do when you can't get anything new? So, for example, there's no new gasoline being refined. The electric grid is down. The water system's down. Diesel. If you find a diesel generator, can you get diesel to run the generator? And then if the diesel generator makes noise, the walkers come. Other people come. Other people want what you have, regardless of what it is. If you have a gun, they want your gun. If you have an ammunition, they want your ammunition. If you have food, they want that. If you have a place to live, they want that. And then you have people getting together and living together to finally protect themselves, but then you can't trust them either because they have their own agendas. Dan, if you'll hold on, we can talk about this a little more. This is a great subject, and I'm passionate about teaching people what it's really going to be like, because it may start today in Virginia. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shiel is with us, medical doctor. And Dan has called in from Texas, and he asked me about The Walking Dead, the television series. So the questions then become, what are we going to do to survive? And whom can we trust? And where are we going to hold up? And what's a safe place where the omnipresent threat, the dead, won't be able to crash through our windows, bash down our doors, climb over the fence? How are we going to protect ourselves, and whom can we trust? And it's a really serious situation. So, Dan, you saw all of that in the Walking Dead episodes that you have viewed with your wife. Is that correct?
Yes, I think I'm up to season 7, and sometimes we'll binge watch 2 to 4 shows. So sometimes it gets a little carried away.
Well, okay. And what you have to really discount is all of the gore of the walkers or the dead. But then the questions are, if you think about that and you think, can this really happen? To me, absolutely, positively, the behavior of people and the misbehavior of your new friends and your new neighbors and the guys in the little village down the road who want what you have, because you may have guns, but they may not. So they're going to try to figure out how to get your guns and how to, deal with all the threats. And then, of course, the big thing is food. And do you have enough food? and for how long? And if you don't, where are you going to get it? Because I know people who say, I got me some seeds. Yeah? Okay, that's wonderful. But anyone who hasn't had a complete failure growing a garden for 3 years, you know, when you first start, has a green thumb. If you haven't had a complete failure, it's tough, and it takes a long time, and you have to have the right seeds, and sometimes the seeds don't germinate. And what about people who have electric can openers? That's going to be pretty tough to open that can of food with a pair of pliers if, you know, if that's all they have, and they'd be lucky to have a pair of pliers. So people think that can openers, you know, are electric. They don't realize. You take a millennial and you say, you show them a manual can opener and say, would you, here's a can, here's a manual can opener. Let's cook this up. It's a showstopper. They don't know how to do it. So here's a question I have for you, Dan. Not one of our instructors, whom I've asked, I have not asked Dr. Shealy yet, and we can ask him right now. So here's the question for both of you. I will start with Dr. Shealy and then Dan. I've said that I don't know 10 people whom I can trust. So I live on a farm, and let's say there's four sides of the fence. And just pick whatever size farm you want. And so one person can watch one side, we'll say the north side. Another person the south, east, and west side. So four people watching the perimeter. 8-hour shift. Do you know 10 people who you would bring into your house who would absolutely, positively stay on watch to protect you, remain quiet, not walk off, not fall asleep, not lose their concentration by something, equivalent of a cell phone, but let's assume the cell phones don't work. Do you know 10 people, Dr. Shealy? Because I do not. Who would,
no, of
who
course
would stay?
Not. I mean,
yeah. Dan? Okay, yes.
Yeah, and I think of Jesus where he had his disciples and they all fell asleep, so I'd have to say no.
Mm-hmm. He couldn't do it either. Dr. Shealy, you were saying something?
Well, the point is that if you knew people like that, they would probably be trying to protect themselves. I mean, let's face it, what you're talking about is chaos.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, so here's going to be today.
Yes. So here's another very simple example that all of us can think about in our own homes. Okay, so let's say we've got those four people on watch, and it's nighttime. It's their shift. And for some reason, we've gotten them to agree to go out there. And the rest of us are sleeping because we'd like to feel assured that they are watching, the four are watching out for our interests. What is the likelihood, and food is scarce, because we're not getting any more. So somebody, whoever the leader of that household is, or that farm is, says, look, we only have X amount of food. We're all going to be on less than full rations. So, you know, we're all going to be hungry. So this is your ration. What is the likelihood that somebody might sneak down to the kitchen at night and help themselves to a little bit more? What's the likelihood? I think the likelihood is pretty significant, right?
Well, that depends on the people. Otherwise, that would be the least of my worries.
Yeah. Yeah. And when we come back, Dan, would you stay with us? I think this is worth fleshing out.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a temporary state of emergency in Virginia where a gun rights rally is set for today in Richmond, the capital city. Activists will protest a series of bills that would tighten gun regulations. The Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's executive order declaring a state of emergency bans all firearms and weapons from the capital's property until tomorrow. And Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax says they don't want a repeat of the 2017 gun rights rally in Charlottesville, where a counter-protester was killed.
Everyone who comes here looking to peacefully exercise their rights, you know, is welcome, of course, but we do not need any violence. We do not need a reprisal of the failures that we saw in Charlottesville, and so we're doing everything we can.
Ahead of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump that starts tomorrow, a Gallup poll finds 44% of Americans approve of the job the president's doing. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm, Sheila's with us. Dan's with us in Texas. And we're talking about the breakdown of society through the example of The Walking Dead, and I've previously assigned Jericho. Dr. Sheila, have you seen the series or any of the series The Walking Dead at all?
No, I have not. Okay. I don't watch television at all.
Okay. Well, this would be DVDs or Probably DVDs. We bought the series, our family did, and it's absolutely, it's an eye-opener. It really shows you how society can fall apart so quickly when some people have and some people don't have, and when there's a tremendous strain on society, and all the things that we take for granted just aren't working anymore. There's no credit cards. There's no debit cards. Cash is meaningless. Water is important. Food is important. Health is important. Antibiotics are important. Bandages are important. And then people will kill each other just at the drop of a hat. Dan, would you say that the Walking Dead series is one of the most important things? I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, because I feel it is one of the most important television series to watch or ever produce. Would you say that or not?
I would say no. I think a year or so ago you told me about Survivors. That would be the number one. But okay, just think of Survivors with zombies, and now you got The Walking Dead.
Well, I would say
very instrumental.
Okay, my top three are The Walking Dead, Jericho, and Survivors. Initially, I talked about Jericho, a small Kansas town, and there's a nuclear attack, and the premise is very similar in some respects, not all respects, but you have what you have, and you're not going to get any more unless you can find it someplace else. And then if you have ammunition, that's great. But then the town government, the mayor may say, all right, bring all your ammo over here, because, you know, we'll make sure that we keep it safe. And then we'll allocate it as we need to. Really. So, and if you've got corn, yeah, we'll take your corn crop and we'll make sure that everybody gets their fair share. Really? So that's what people are facing. It's, you know, if you've got ammunition, are you going to turn it over to a group that you didn't trust in the first place? I don't think that's all that likely. And are you going to give your food to people you didn't like in the first place? Or are you going to be the distributor of your food as you see fit, if you have any? And what about all those people who laughed at you, you know, before? Oh, those guys are silly. Those are conspiracy theorists. Those guys were talking about chemtrails. They were talking about, you know, the grid going down. Oh, it's a bunch of nonsense. You know, how do you handle them? So Dan, what is your take based on what you've seen, and has this spurred you on to prepare based on what you think could actually happen, or has it turned you off?
Yeah. I think just over the years preparing and knowing that I'm not where I need to be, but the gold and silver, like, ooh, it's going up to $18 for silver. Well, after seven seasons, it doesn't matter. You could have $1 million worth of gold or silver. You just need food, and you need ammo, and you need, of course, guns. And I like the bow and arrow aspect of it. And Hunger Games got me into using the crossbow and all that. So at least being able to have some different things that don't need bullets, that you don't need bullets. So I think, and just a sidebar here, gardening, I think if you can garden, whether you're in the zombies or the survivors, Dr. Sheely, what type of, do you use fish emulsion? What do you use to make sure your garden has the minerals and the vitamins that, you know, if I don't want to take the 100 pills?
Well, I do live on a farm, so I have access to manure, and I compost.
Dan, we do the same thing here. Dr. Sheely has a farm, and we have a farm roughly the same size in terms of acreage, and we both raise cattle.
Interestingly, however, I'm glad you brought that up, Dan. Someone just sent me an article by a man who points out that the farm industry and the medical industry began poisoning the world in the late 1800s. They used to give mercury and arsenic to people with all kinds of diseases, and that's when they introduced arsenic as a pesticide in the late 1800s. So they never got any better. They just kept more and more poison by the day.
probably gets rid of the useless eaters.
Well, it's not exactly specific, is it? It's, I mean, to me, it's ignorance at its worst. Either ignorance or evil are both combined.
So, Dan, am I hearing this right, that you are ramping up your preparedness based on what you're learning? Is that correct or not?
I think it's helping me fine-tune the important things that you'll need in case there's an EMP. I think you had Stan Dale on a few months ago, and having one of those EMP shields might help your electronics. And, you know, for $200 to $300, I think that might be something that if it's something with our solar flare came out, at least you're not going to be having to redo everything for $200 to $300. That's an easy fix compared to maybe thousands of dollars of damage on your home.
Well, okay. I've got mixed reactions on EMP. I believe it's absolutely possible. But from my perspective here on our farm, I'm not all that concerned about an EMP for us, other than the fact that the rest of the area or the country or the hemisphere or the side of the earth facing the sun at that time, or whether it's a deliberate EMP from a nuclear device, what it would do to the supply chain. Now, that's a really bad thing. So if cell phones go down, that's not all that important to me. To me, it's not so important, but it will affect...
That's the last thing in the world I worry about.
Right, but it will affect doctors scheduling appointments, because we don't know how to do that anymore. We don't have, you know, the paper and the pencil and the mechanical systems to schedule appointments, and the doctors won't be able to get the supplies, they won't be able to get the hypodermic needles, and, you know, the materials that they need and medicines for their patients. That's going to be really, really tough. So I'm concerned about an EMP from that perspective, but I'm not concerned about, well, will my electronics work? Because if there's an EMP, I'm not going to broadcast. We're done. We're done right then and there at that millisecond. USA Prepares and every other broadcast is down. And then, as in Jericho, everything becomes local. So those who have a transmitter that is tube-powered, and if they have electricity, they can transmit. And I do. I've got one. I've got an old college radio station transmitter. And I can fire that thing up, and it is EMP-proof if I have electricity and the desire to make all news local, meaning, you know, for a few miles around here, we could just let everybody know what's happening locally. But my big concern is the supply chain. That's the big one. Let me give you an example. So over the weekend, I stopped in at an Aldi. It's a small supermarket, real high volume supermarket. I looked at how much. One of the things I judge the food supply chain by is pasta and spaghetti sauce, or pasta sauce, in jars. Because it keeps for a long time. Whether it's good for you or not, that's not the point. The point is, it will keep for a long time. Pasta, if it's cool and dry, will last 5, 6, 7 years. I know this for a fact. And the spaghetti sauce in jars, glass jars, will last the same. I have found that over the last year, the amount of choices has dwindled probably by 75%, meaning the volume of the sauces and the pastas on the shelf for you to take has been reduced by 75%. What happened?
Well, now,
and
man,
the number...
I've never bought from the grocery store a pasta sauce. I always make my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I always can my own, so I've got the makings at home. And canned goods will last easily 10 years.
Absolutely correct. But what I'm saying, Dr. Shealy, is you are, you know, the one-tenth of one-tenth of a percent. Okay? Seriously. And I've made pasta sauce, and I got to tell you, if you considered how much you saved for the time invested, it'd probably be, if you got paid for it, in the equivalent of what it would cost you at the supermarket, it'd be like 10 cents a jar. Because it takes so much time, and most people aren't going to do it. So what I'm thinking is, of those people who are not going to do what you do and what we do and grow our own, they're going to find it really tough, because when it shuts down, it's going to be really fast, really fast. And if you're not in the head of the line, you're going to miss out. And you might not survive to get to your...
There's another thing that ultimately comes. If things get as bad as they certainly could, you might as well recycle and hope that maybe the world will be somewhat better when you come back.
Well, I can agree with that after I'm out of ammunition.
Good on you, mate.
Dan, your thought?
Well, I mean, a few minutes ago you brought up about it'll affect the doctors the most, and I don't know if they're still the number one cause of death in the United States, but, you know, people might live longer knowing that they won't have to go to the doctor and get all these side effects from the prescriptions.
Well, I'm not saying that doctors, it would affect them the most. I gave doctors as an example. I gave the people who make appointments for each other as an example. You know, the medical industry, if you will. But it will affect everything. So, for example, as a farmer, if I need vitamin B or iodine, and our cows get wounded and they cut their hooves and legs and they rub up against stones and sometimes they play a little too hard with each other and they get cut up a little bit as they wrestle. If we want to spray some iodine on them to help the healing, I might not be able to get that ever again. So it affects everybody. But in terms of, do we call the fertilizer guy and have him deliver fertilizer? No. Do we call the lime guy? There is no lime guy. Nobody spreads lime on farms anymore that I know of. So we bought our own salt spreading truck to have delivered truckloads of lime, and we just load it with our front end loader. So if you have the means to maintain the machinery and you have the desire to do the hard work, then get a farm and make yourself as independent from the system as possible. Now, I'm not just saying that, I do that. And you know, if things go bad and the supply chain goes down, Gwyneth Isaacs might be the last one to know about it in Australia, because she lives off-grid. She might be the last one. We'll be right back. Dan, would you like to stay with us and flesh this out?
Sure. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like
like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. His office is in Springfield, Missouri. 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. The telephone number, Central Time Zone. Dan's with us in Texas. Dr. Shealy, you bought a farm many, many, many years ago. May I ask why you bought a farm? I'll share the reason why we did, too. Then I want to ask Norm, I'm sorry, and then I want to ask Dan what his thoughts about buying a farm are.
Well, we moved here from Wisconsin, where we had already lived on a farm for the previous 12 years. And personally, by that time, I never wanted to live anywhere but on a farm. I've lived on a farm all but about 11 years of my medical student training program. And I don't want to live in a city. I wouldn't even want to live in Pleasant Hope with 694 people. I like my freedom.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to agree with you. And I remember back in the 80s, I was looking out the this tall building where I was working. And I thought, gosh, you know, the air looks kind of thick. It looks like there's only one way out of town, you know, with the interstate. You can go north to a big city. You can go south to a big city. Oh, man, it's like we're trapped. And so we became first-generation farmers back in the 1980s. So my parents were not farmers. Now, maybe their parents' parents were farmers, you know, back in Italy, where I guess that's what you probably had to do back then, all the way from the 1500s, I suppose. But I was never trained as a farmer, so I had to learn it firsthand. But I would not want to go back to a city. I cannot imagine living on an eighth of an acre or a quarter or a half or an acre and having, well, you know, having some neighbor who, you know, has one of those loudspeaker systems in their car, and you know, their child's car, and he comes home all hours of the night and thump 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 with the bass. I'd be livid. If I want to go plinking in the yard, I'm not going to ask anybody's permission. If I wanted to have pigs, hogs, chickens, I'm not going to ask anybody's permission. I'm just going to do it. And I don't need to ask anybody's permission because we live on a farm and there's nobody here to tell me what to do anyway. And the same thing is true where you live, Dr. Shuley. So I'm not interested in going to where there are more people. I don't need to go to the movies. I don't need to be entertained. I don't need to go to the mall. I have a simple lifestyle, and that works for us and our family. Dan, what are your thoughts about moving to a farm? Is that something that has piqued your interest, or are you going to stay put, or what? What are your thoughts?
Well, long term, my goal was to have a farm, and I have a friend from my Bible study that him and his wife were in their 60s with 6 acres, but now he's, with his health deteriorating, it's tough to manage those 6 acres, so now he wants to downsize. So it made me think instead of getting 6 acres, maybe I'll do 2 to 3 acres instead of going full bore with 6 acres.
Okay, well, let me give you a heads up. I don't know how you're going to receive this, but if you want to be somewhat independent, the absolute minimum in terms of acreage that I think is required to be somewhat independent is 40 acres minimum. Minimum 80.
I would say five.
5 acres.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking you might need a horse, okay, to get to town. You probably want to have a cow for some milk, maybe some goats, and you want to have distance from, other people. And you want to have some method of generating electricity for all the equipment that, and I'm not talking about cell phones. I'm not talking about charging your computer. I'm talking about if you have a drill that runs on 120 volts, if you have a drill press, or if you have a battery charger, if you have a backhoe to maintain, your road. Because who's gonna fix the road, when it washes out? Who's going to do that? Who's going to haul in the lumber for the heating system? Now, in our case, we heat with wood, but it's darn heavy. I mean, we'll bring in, 40,000 pounds of wood a year. 40,000 pounds of wood. Let me say it a different way. 40,000 pounds. Now, you can lift that up. You can have, your spouse lift it with you. You can have your children lift it with you. You can split it. You can cut it, but it's still heavy. So how's that going to happen? So you're going to want some machinery. So I'm thinking if you want to have wood for heat, you're going to need 40 acres minimum. And you're going to want to have about, maybe a quarter of an acre for a garden. Dr. Shuley, how large is your garden?
50 by 50, just 250 square feet.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's a great size. That really is a great size. But it takes work. It takes work to rototill it. It takes work to plant it. It takes work to weed it. And then how do you keep the animals out? Because they like it too. Rabbits like it. Deer like it. There are plenty of wild animals that just love to hang out in your garden. What a great place to go. Dan, do you want to stay with us?
I got to run. I got to quickly microwave, and I got to go to the store to buy my cigarettes and soap. So have a good day.
Okay, so no sense in calling us back, right?
Thank you for all you do. God bless you.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Dr. Shulin, I'll be right back.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.